Blog Talk Radio.
Getting engaged is like getting, it's the first hill of the roller coaster. And you hear those clicking, the loud sound, it's really violent metal, chunk, and you go, what's going on here, you know? Boy, this thing's really, really goes high. And then you go over the top. The wedding is at the top. You go over the top of the wedding, and then you just scream it.
Well, even if you make plans, you never think you're really ready for marriage.
No, it's like any growth. You can't be ready for it because it's growth. It's going to be new. It's going to be new. You're going to have a new life. You're going to be a new person.
Couldn't make you wait forever, for forever. This is forever.
If there's a question of my heart,
you're in there,
you got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love, baby, I've been making plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Baby, I've been making plans.
Oh, my sister's the pilot. I made it. Look, I'll admit it, albeit pathetic, that I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Cause the idea of that lobby empty, do not sit with me, well, it's not your fault they try to get me. Cause I'ma need your sales, cause I'm selfish, and I need you to myself. Trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail, cause I failed. I see you about to cry, cause when I enter they city, they leave without they pride. I'm sorry. Are you staring at my comments? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. Wrong. How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day I leave you here and switch you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. Bitches out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the charts, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong. But I'm promising you better though. Your friends saying let them go. And we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever.
That's right. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Love, baby, I've been making plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans.
The realest shit I ever wrote.
Baby,
I've been making plans for you. Yeah, you have a new love. I'll admit it, let me be hypothetic. The day I find a woman, I'd probably be scared to share it. The idea of me finding love would run somebody off, but through my wall could use some plaques, but still I got a flaws, brush you off. See, I'm kinda lost. Now I'm up in the club with a couple of moves on. From dark, good nigga, troubled heart. Went from falling in love to drunk and falling apart. It's hard, trying to find some time to move on. When we lost our baby, I got shady, shit got too dark. Sorry, and I thank you, baby, you strong. My ex before you married to you solo, I stay so long. Nah. Good terms, how that ended, but it surely put a dent on how I worry about this business. Off white picket fences, on flights with the children, on site stealing kisses, on off nights my intentions. But I plan to do it better though. But you still saying let it go. We ain't getting any younger. Women love me now,
if
but in your eyes she forever
though. Baby, wow. You got it. It don't belong to it.
Sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to get into the show tonight, the spread of symbology. Now, that's not the only thing we're going to be discussing in this show tonight. I'm sure we're going to venture off a little bit of here and a little bit of there. We should have a pretty good time. I see the phone lines already, people coming in and online. So we're going to get to the callers in a little bit. I know there's some things that have just recently happened. Now, I had my YouTube channel. I put up a video. I had an issue with my man, Dr. Boyce Watkins. He was one of the key people that kind of influenced this particular show to a certain degree because of his recent, I guess you would say, promotion of the sister named Cynthia G. Basically, somewhat from what I can gather, as far as YouTube circles and social media, from what I can gather, what I had known anyway, she was more of a, I guess you would say, a nobody in a certain regard. Not to say she's not a person or anything, but I'm just saying she wasn't somebody who was known per se. Then she was brought on to the Dr. Boyce Watkins. He premiered her on his channel, and he has a very large audience. Like many others, I watch and listen to him regarding financial matters, his education and teaching and encouragement regarding financial issues is kind of vital and important for our people. So, of course, I wanted to support and back such a person who's doing that kind of thing and providing the information to people. But over time, though, he has shown to me something we call simp tendencies. Now, basically, our definition of a simp is someone who overly sides with the, I guess you would say, the issues and the plight and the voice Black American women, okay, modern American Black women. Now, that isn't necessarily a bad thing by itself, but the type of women, it might be the issue. And that's what becomes the problem, is because a lot of times these guys will support women who are really not doing us any favors, who are not helping us out, and their philosophies, ideologies, their so-called perspectives, oftentimes pulling us away, and it's not necessarily helping a lot of sisters. What was pretty bad for me was when he came out and he allowed her up there on his channel, and she basically threw Black men under the bus. You know, there's always this, I guess you would say, clever way one may present what they are articulating and disseminating over the airwaves to various people in various different forms, whether it be over video, social media, blog talk, whatever. But nonetheless, you could hear it clear that she was really kind of throwing us under the bus. Which was not well appreciated. There was a lot of brothers, like I said, who subscribed to him because of his main genre of information that he presents out there, which is the economics of financial education and literacy. But now he, you know, he's been, you know, I guess he's been branching off, having a little bit of comedy, a little bit of this. So he's trying to spread it out a little bit. I can understand. You know, you don't want your channel to be stale or whatever the case may be. You have to probably bring up certain different, you know, certain type of topics and discussions and throw in a little bit of this and throw in a little bit of that. Now, I think this one in particular, he allowed this lady to come on here, and it seemed more of a, to me, it felt like a prank, but it was the kind of thing I didn't find funny because, and I wasn't the only one, because when this first came out, I think he did it twice for her. He promoted this lady on his channel, and she had never seen anything above 1,000 or close to 500, as far as I can tell, far as her videos were concerned. But all of a sudden now she's like up in the thousands and definitely dropping off into the Facebook and all this other stuff. And I was just like, it's amazing how powerful social media can be. And those who put you on, if they have a decent audience. But there should be some form of, etiquette, decency, tolerance. But then, you know, there's a line. You know what I mean? Not to step too far over that line, not to put the people who cross that line. I know we may be crossing into the territory of censorship, but censorship is not in itself all bad, okay? There are things that you don't want, you know, to be disseminated or spread out there. There is such a thing as adult conversation and discussion. There's also a thing of those who are capable of doing various forms of bashing, various forms of speech that's not necessarily beneficial to the overall best interest of the Black populace. And I felt as though he'd went over the line, but that's just indicative of the type of people who we call simps. Simps don't really give these women a check. Simps kind of let them do what they want. They give them much more space and leeway than probably should be allowed. And there should be some governorship within these simps to back off on certain things and say whether or not, you know, say, hey, no, I'm not going to allow this. I'm not going to put up with this. And I'm certainly not allow you to go ahead and throw Black men into the bus wholesale like she was doing. But it definitely disturbed me. And a lot of brothers who had comments and a lot of people unsubscribed. I actually unsubscribed myself because I didn't really have a problem with his somewhat simp tendencies. But when this right here was over the line. This is like one of those things. It's like, come on, man, that's too far over the line. But simps have this tendency, right? Simps have this tendency to come in and swoop in and try to defend and protect or support things that Black women may say, whether it be good or bad. They don't really have a form of governorship for themselves. They just basically want to come in and defend, and yet a lot of times they're not really doing them any favors, which is Black women as a whole, because they're not really being objective. They're not being critical in places where they should be. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where they just kind of give them an open forum and then basically back whatever they say, because they're probably, you know, led by the vagina to a certain extent. And these women have them hooked by hook or crook with their vagina, and they just allow the vagina or their desire to be some kind of, you know, knight in shiny armor to a certain extent, but yet they're not, because, you know, these women somewhat walk over them too. That was one of the things that kind of disturbed me, because he premiered her on his channel, and I was like, wow, he didn't even screen what she said or something. I mean, you know, she's talking about Black men, and he's one too, I guess. as far as I know, he's always been one, but just, you know, I guess, you know, maybe he's surrounded by so many women that he just doesn't register to him, or he doesn't notice it or something like that. I don't know, but I just had to give him a heads up on that. And I'm sure a lot of brothers gave him heads up on it. I even had to do a video of my own to talk about it, because it was like, this is out of order. Okay. And some of the people I hadn't heard from in a long time, all of a sudden popped out of the woodworks and discussed and made their comments about this, because this is out of order. I mean, we have a large number of these guys floating around who are always helping and willing to support the issues of Black women, even though it might not be in their best interest. You know what I mean? So it's like, wow, when are they going to realize that they need to make adjustments on this and maybe fall back and get in line with what's really going on in this world? But having said that, got my co-host on the line. Go ahead, Alan. You got something to say about this, man?
Yeah, I'm on a 4549 number. Hopefully. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, you sound great now. You sound really good.
Okay.
We're going
to
get some callers. We're going to try to get this show a lot smoother, okay? I think we got everything pretty much on point this time. But go ahead, Alan. Go ahead and let them know where you come from. This is my co-host, Alan Anderson. He helps us around here on the Soul of Black radio show. And he's definitely got some good commentary. And you keep your head to the ground when he's talking. So pay attention to what he's saying. Go ahead, Alan. Drop it on him, man. What do you got to say about this?
Well, yeah. Well, for much appreciated. And for right now, I'm going to I'll just say this. I'm a little bit less critical of Voice than you are. I just want to be on the record with that because I do respect a lot of what his financial acumen is coming from. Obviously, that's not what you're talking about. But what I will say is this really goes in contradiction to previous things that he said. So, and a lot of previous things, previous even females that are on his channel. So all I will say is, maybe he doesn't realize what she's saying. Maybe he does. But I know he's launching a Your Black Woman kind of arm of the Your Black World thing. But, you know, all I'll say as far as critiquing is the thing is simping does not help black women in the long run. Us living in a matriarchy does not help the black community in the long run because it doesn't elicit the spirit of cooperation that's really going to be needed to get black people, African-Americans, whatever you want to name it, like, to where we need to go in the future. That's all I'll say, but I'm very much interested to hear as far as what the callers have to say. I know we have a dude that's been waiting on hold for 20 minutes now, as well as somebody on 15. Now I can finally see the people that's actually wanting to talk, so I finally got that figured. So I want to hear what these people have to say and kind of piggyback off of it.
Well, let's bring him in then. Let's see what he's got to say on that. I mean, because this whole simping thing is, I'm tired of it. So I'm sure other people are probably are. They have their point of perspective. I got to see where they're coming from. So let's see what the callers got to say.
Okay, so the first person we're going to bring in is from area code 214-527. Your mic is open. Give us your name and the city and state you're calling.
My name is Al from California.
Okay.
Yeah. About this simping situation. I mean, ever since I listened to both you, Soul Black, and Charles Tyler, I stopped simping as much, you know what I'm saying? Because now I used to be, I got to be nice. I got to be nice to my woman. I got to do this, got to do that. And now I'm pulling back. Now I'm not doing the simping, you know what I'm saying? Not doing the nice guy role, like, oh, yeah, I got to be this to her, and I got to, you know, open the rug for her. I'm like, you still treat me like crap. Now, when I stop doing it, you still complain. So it's like, what I'm saying, like, as far as, you know, dealing with African-American women in relationships, you hear me?
Oh, no, I hear you.
Hello?
Let me give you the floor.
Yeah. Especially African-American women that we have to deal with, especially, you know, and top of that, you know, being with a single mom, you know, that's even worse, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not,
okay.
Like, I started looking at your previous shows, I wish I was on there too, and about single moms, and it made me think, like, dang, man, I'm in a bad situation, you know?
Well,
it's like, makes
you
think of, because I can't even do anything. I mean, I was here, I'm by myself this weekend, and I'm, like, most happiest person in a long time being by myself.
Bro, I got a question for you. Where do you think the original, because it sounds like, you know, and the first step to anything is to recognize you're doing it. So I appreciate you for even admitting that. A lot of brothers would not have the guts to say that. But I want to ask you, where do you think these ideas came from initially? Like, where did you get it from? Either from family, friends, or either from what you saw on television?
I think I got it from, because it's a combination. I feel like I got it originally because mm-hmm. I wanted a motherly love. Am I making sense? My mom left me when I was 8, 9 years old, and I needed someone to have that motherly. It's kind of like a woman that doesn't have a father. I had mother figures. I got adopted. I had a mother. I had everything else. You know, I had women in my life that really cared for me and gave me the affection and everything else, but I didn't have my mother. And she wasn't there most of my life. so is my father. So I had to fend for myself, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of relied on my friends more than my family, you know what I'm saying? So I went to group homes and everything else. So I kind of look at it like, okay, being with women with kids, she kind of had that motherly touch or whatever. And, I mean, that's just for me. I think as a whole, we're so used to, in the black, especially in that community, and what I'm hearing too, what y'all were saying, you know, these pat, you know, ever since, you know, So I'm Black and, you know, talked about, is because our community, we don't have standards. We don't have someone to say, hey, you need to stop doing that, because being a single mom is bad as far as out of wedlock. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of people in my family that been married.
Hello?
Oh, he might have dropped. He dropped out.
Might have dropped him. Well, that's okay. We're going to bring in caller 765. 765, get ready. We're going to bring your mic on. 765, go ahead. Give us your name. Where are you calling from? Hello?
This is Steve. Steve.
How you doing, Steve?
What's going on, man?
All right there. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Listening to the fellas, man, and talking about the simping and all the stuff that goes on in the community. And, it goes on, man. Someone idolizing. It definitely goes on. And, you know,
well,
someone idolizing mediocre.
What's your definition of simping? What do you recognize it as?
Someone idolizing mediocre punani. Yeah, it's mediocre, but
that's pretty close. Yeah, putting it on a pedestal. It's pretty, that's accurate.
It's the problem, because you're dealing with a situation where, you know, brothers, they might not have, you know, they might not have that, access to that type of good quality women. They didn't grow up in those social networks, weren't really worried about building generational wealth, didn't have a good job. And so the best thing they have is, you know, these raggedy hood rats. And so you got to kind of look at that too, the environment. They kind of holler at the chicks that want to holler at them, you know. And they don't really have the paper, the resources to really get at, you know, what they need to be getting at, man. So, you know, that's a problem. You got to look at that, too. It's like, you know, these guys, man, they just haven't been raised correctly.
Social education.
This might be the wrong one. I'm going to go with the other one, too.
Okay.
So I've seen a lot. The simps that I got, that I've seen, most of the ones that I know of, they come from like that. Either they don't have the single mother, they don't have a mother, or they've been in a single mother environment, or they've been in some kind of physical, abusive relationship with women. And some, it's almost like a Stockholm syndrome. They just have to keep on trying to elevate and exalt women, even though some of the most negative traits are right out there in front of you, they still kind of like give them the excuse of like, well, you don't understand how hard it is, or you don't realize what they go through. And also there's always a litany of excuses that they present in some kind of way of trying to water down, soften the blow of them being held accountable, being clear about what they're doing. They don't want these type of women to be ridiculed in any form, fashion, or manner. They don't want them to have to suffer any kind of consequences for what they have done. And I'm just kind of like, wow, man. You know, it's almost like the simps have this kind of thing, even though they may be treated unfair and irrationally, by these women, they have this thing about trying to just make sure that don't harm them. I mean, you know, don't put them through anything. Don't be mean and all this other particular stuff. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I mean, think about it, man. They don't have the vocabulary. They don't have the resources. They don't have the networks. I mean, they kind of just going after this going, you know, interested in the women that's interested in them, that's in their environment. So it take a guy out of all that environment, all that, and then totally change his network, change his vocabulary. I mean, it's a lot of work cleaning up these dusty dudes. It's going to be a lot of work to do that. That's just reality. I'm going to get back with you. Hey, take some other call and get back with me.
No, dude. We're gonna pull it off right now. We're gonna drop you off right now.
Okay.
We had.
All right, he's unmuted. So do call back. Another person we want to bring. Well, Sister G, she just hung up.
She just dropped out.
All right, call back in, and we'll let you come back in. But but I know the dude that just hung. But one thing, I'm about to bring you in 214-527. But one thing, you know, if you notice, a lot I wanted to put out there, what a lot of people are saying is it's a lot to education. And this is the one thing I got to say, just bring it back to, you know, black men. Here's the reality. Any black dude that thinks, you know, females are just going to change is an idiot. That's not how women are wired. The way women are wired is you have to basically change the conditions of the environment in order to make them change. You cannot just directly tell them to change because they're not going to. So this is why, you know, we promote Charles Tyler as far as getting your passport and getting your visa. This is why I push it so hard, because when you go to Brazil or you go overseas, your mind will automatically expand. If you're open to it, it will automatically expand, even if you don't get none going over there. Just the interaction that you're going to have with those women and just seeing that you're valued is going to give you a completely different mentality. When you see you're valued by beautiful women, you go overseas and you realize, okay, this isn't like the United States, but this isn't like Afghanistan, like everybody likes to make it seem like these people are educated, these people have jobs. You know, it's not like, you know, these are broke, uneducated, you know, poverty-stricken women, like a lot of, you know, African-American women will have you believe, and you come back, your mind automatically is changed. See, too many dudes have the block mentality. And the thing is, it's on brothers, really, to teach brothers the game, and the brothers is willing to accept the game. It's cool. The ones that ain't, they can, you know, do the simple thing. The problem now is the average guy is more simpish than not. That is the problem, and that is a symptom of the black community becoming more of a matriarchy, and that's why people are getting shot up and a lot of this craziness is happening, and then nothing's being done. Because let me be clear here. I'm not trying to bring it back to white supremacy or anything, but the system is not afraid of black women. They're afraid of black men. Let me be correct. Let me say that again. The system is not afraid of black women, because on the average, black women will negotiate. That's why the system is not afraid to allow black women to be in these corporate jobs or to be educated like that. Because they know a lot of black women, the law averages, are not going to build businesses and build empires. There's not going to be a whole bunch of Oprahs like that. They'll be perfectly content being submissive to a Caucasian male in a corporation, making $10,000 a month and thinking that's some real money, and basically giving that back to the system in the form of buying stupid shit. So I want people to really understand that's what it ultimately comes back. If you look at the black community like a village, just like you would look at the Jewish community, just like you look at the Hispanic community, just like you look at the Italian community, the Irish community, the Indian community, anybody, it's not matriarchal. It's not.
Nope.
Now, that's not to say women don't have a say. That's not to say women don't run stuff to a certain extent.
Or women have value. They do have value in this thing. It's just that, you know, I think it's out of order. It's out of order.
Exactly. They depend on men for stability. Men are – I want people to really understand this. Men are the rock. The rock doesn't move. And the more the rock is stable – the more free a woman can become. This is the irony for a lot of way black women think. Black women think that they're being free by basically eliminating the black man out of the equation, or basically being able to control a man. But the reality is, as you eliminate that man, you take more and more of the role of what that man would do. So now you're doing both roles, and a lot of black women are realizing they can't do it. This is why single mothers will say they're independent when you're not. You're on welfare. Like, you're not independent. If the government, you know, you talk about these Brazilian women are getting it done without government subsidies. In America, that's what separates our country from other countries. If you didn't have these government subsidies, you would have to work 3 or 4 jobs. You will have to do all this. You wouldn't be able to have the clothes or the hair or the weed that you can spend money on because, you know, they basically tricking off, you know, child support money. See, that's what a lot of women don't understand. I don't mean to take it there, but I want people to understand how detrimental this is. But it's on brothers to stop simping, and it's on us to give brothers an alternative so they can know there's a better way than doing it. Because, quite frankly, simps ain't even getting no pussy like that anyway. You know, so now we getting all these frustrated dudes that are more aggressive and angry because they don't know why. Basically, they turn into females. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. But I know since you just called back, and I want her to come. I know she's got – I want her to get in because I know she's got – our sister V, my bad. I know she's got something to say about this. So, Sister V, your mic is open. Let's know. How you doing?
I'm still getting over Thanksgiving-itis.
Oh! wait a minute. Sister V, hold on. Sister V, we got to put you on hold for a second because I got to get that man back. I got to bring him back.
That's fine.
Okay.
We put you on hold for a second because I got to bring him back because he has been on here for a second and he dropped on us. Caller.
All right, man, you're back. 214-527.
Oh, okay. Okay. My bad. I forgot where I was because I got dropped.
You were talking about – I know you were at the point where you were talking about
how – You were admitting your sins.
Yeah, you were admitting –
Oh, yeah. I was admitting that I learned now. I mean, I'm 30 years old, and I'm learning now. You know, I didn't have a father and mother to grow up on, like, from childhood, because I've been through group homes to group homes. And, you know, statistically, they're talking about, you know, especially being black, and you going and you don't have families and stability. But one thing I learned about this, you know, simp tendencies. It's because I learned that from my mom. You know, open the doors. You got to be this to a lady. You got to be nice to a lady. You got to do this and that and the third. And, I mean, I guess I was learning from movies and stuff like that. I was influenced by that. You know what I'm saying? Like black movies or.
Let's say this. Being a gentleman is not being a simp. So open up the door for your lady. That's nothing wrong with that. Okay, I'm not talking about that stuff because that's a form of representing yourself as courting and, you know, respect and, you know, having some form of value. So there's nothing wrong with that per se.
And that's the tricky part. It's knowing the difference.
That is one of the things. I think people kind of don't know. There's a lot of guys who don't know where you start sliding out of gentleman, being a gentleman, you slide into simp. You're in a simp zone. you're not a gentleman anymore. You know what I mean? Okay, she could text you and call you all kinds of things, and you're like, oh, come on, I know you were joking. And she was quite serious. But you thinking, you know, you're writing it off, saying, oh, you know, she's not serious about that, you know. And I'm like, nah, she just called you out of your name and said this and that. She meant that. Why don't you,
I learned that. Yeah, also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because,
so,
like, I admit that because I used to be like, okay, you know, I brush it off and joke, why are you being this? Why are you being that? And I learn now as I get older, I don't have time for that. So when someone disrespect me or something, I'm like, you know what? Hey, you know, I stand up for myself. I'm not that type of person or a-hole or something. You know, we're going to have arguments. Because I used to be that nice guy, passive guy. but now I'm getting to be a little more aggressive about being, okay, standing up for myself and learning, okay, I can't be a simp because this girl looks good, and, oh, it's okay because she's a woman. I got to be nice. I got to be this. You know, I'm not saying be disrespectful, but I got to be stern and know, okay, she needs to stop doing that and talk to her to the side and say, hey, I don't appreciate that. And if she keeps resisting,
yeah,
I have to keep it moving. You know what
that's
I mean?
Exactly.
I learned now that, you know, I'm not going to deal with no, I'm not going to be no simp. If right is right, wrong is wrong. If you treat me like crap, then you're going to have the somewhat of a cold shoulder. I'm not going to be simping and say, oh, it's okay. No, I don't have time for that.
And nah, I tell her to kick rocks.
The wall of you talk about the wall of silence. That's where I'm at now. The wall of silence. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's where I'm at right now. The wall of silence. I really realize I'm like going overseas, you know, that's my main priority. That's probably my New Year's resolution, to get a passport and get a visa.
Good
I don't
job,
care
man.
What it is.
And here's
that's where I'm at
watch
right
yourself.
Now.
And
going
before
to South
I let you
America,
go, man,
I'm telling you.
Here's two pieces of advice I want to give you, like two dudes you need to look up. Dude, I'm going to tell you, this is like $1,000 worth of information.
Charles Tyler?
You may know of these people, but you may not. First of all, you're out in California, definitely hit up Tariq Nasheed. And look anything up that's got to do with Tariq Nasheed as far as relationships. That dude, his free stuff is worth more than what a lot of people pay for, number one. Number two, another dude is actually honestly a little bit more important. I think this dude will help you out a little bit more directly is a dude named Alan Roger Curry. He's also got a Blog Talk Radio show. It's a lot of content. This dude will tell you what you like, the anti, basically getting what you want out of women without tricking off your money and stuff. This dude is going to give you actionable stuff you can use. Those two people, Tariq Nasheed and Alan, these are black men that know how to get it done. One's from Chicago, one's from L.A. Tariq Nasheed's from out your side of the woods. The Alan Roger Curry's from my side of the woods. And they are straight up and up front. And then they're not an asshole, because I see kind of the fight in you. It's kind of like you don't want to be an asshole, but at the same time, you're sick of being treated like you a bitch to these women. They're not respecting you, let's say that.
Yeah.
And you want to find that balance. Alan
asshole.
Roger Curry and Tariq Nasheed will give you that balance of what you need to know and the whys behind what you need to know to get the reaction from women that you're trying to get. So I just wanted to point that out to you. But I know, man, we got like 20 minutes left. And I do want to get Sister V in and some other stuff. Is there anything else you want to put out there before we let you go?
All I got to say is, I appreciate y'all keep the good work as far as doing the videos, Song Black. I mean, you really made me think, you know, my self-worth as a man and empowering, you know, us good men
I want
to really
that.
Keep
yeah.
it going. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I want
because
you guys,
it really,
I want you guys to definitely get empowered. I want you guys to, you know what I mean, feel like you should be. I want my brothers to be whole. You know what I mean? Whole and happy. You understand? So there's a lot of stuff that's out there for women. But when it comes to us guys, man, it seems to be kind of light. It's kind of light. You know what I mean? You got to find a few names, a few people here and there, man. But, you know, I'm glad that you are feeling that on that path. And, and I'm able to help you. That's what I'm out here to do. I'm trying to help my brothers. Okay, I'm not trying to throw my sisters under the bus because you'll see my sister. Matter of fact, V, you're online right now if you want to come on in anytime you want. Say anything you want, Sister V. Can you hear me, V?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so... I'm not trying to throw sisters wholesale under the bus, but I just know that, hey, men right now, we need to take care of our internal issues and our external issues. So we need to get that straight. Okay. And, we can head straight to happiness a lot quicker, the sooner we drop off all this garbage. We don't want to carry all that other baggage. And I know if you're going to go overseas and get your passport, you're going to be shocked. I just know that
I can't
you're
wait.
Gonna be shocked.
I don't care.
You're going to be shocked. Because I'm like, man, look at these women. Woo! Woo! boy.
Yeah, I've seen enough of the pictures, Q.
I'm sorry. Hey.
Yep.
I love beautiful women.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at you at all. Man, I ain't trying to play, yo. I am not mad at you at all, my dear.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I see it on Facebook, too, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I see it on your Facebook. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Click like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yo,
oh, yeah.
Yo.
Yep. I'm like,
I can see myself
that
having
passport.
I'm telling you.
Passport.
So, what's up, V? What you got for us? We got like 18 minutes or so left. So, what you got for us, V? And thank you, bro.
I was listening to what you guys were saying about this. I just wanted to correct one fact. Actually, there have been a few, we were talking about, you know, matriarchy. There actually were quite a few matriarchal Native American tribes that thrived. Here's the difference. They didn't abuse the authority they were given. They didn't put women down or put men down. They understood that this is a partnership, this is a company, this is a team, okay? Mm-hmm. There are also other tribes in Asia, as well as there's a couple of tribes in Africa and Australia that have matriarchal societies, but they don't have this mindset of throwing each other under a bus. When they say it takes a village to raise a child, that's literally. They share the responsibility of the family. There are some tribes, though they are pagan, they have a fluidity, meaning the man has a say and a woman has the say. You work as a team. And these tribes, if you study them, they do not have a lot of contention between the gender at all. We here in the Western world force things to happen. We try to force people to accept certain things that are not to be accepted. And if you don't accept them, you get insulted, you get thrown under the bus, they stigmatize you, they tend to put you down as a way to coerce this kind of matriarchy, and that's not how it works.
Well,
that's not how it works.
Yeah, and you are correct. I'm not meaning to insinuate that, like, it, you know, women shouldn't be in authority or anything.
Oh, no,
like
no,
that.
I wasn't taking that at all. I was not saying
well,
that.
No,
you
I know
were
you're
insinuating
not.
That. I was just bringing up how they do it and why they've been in positions of power in these other tribes. They don't play the games that the Western world wants the woman to play either.
And that's earned authority, too, by the way. Like, these women are not just women that are plucked. Like, these are not women that other women would look and say, how did she get that job? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean, you're in the
exactly.
Military. It's
exactly.
Think,
you ain't got nothing to show for that so-called authority that she's saying that you as a woman should have. As to where those cultures that I mentioned do. They got land. They got food. They hunt. They gather. They've been surviving for thousands of years. Hell, a lot of them didn't even know about them until National Geographic showed up.
Yeah.
They've been living like this for thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, and we discovered this tribe, and oh, look, they're matriarchal, but this is how it works. And they explain to you how their society works, which is the complete opposite. First of all, their families aren't torn apart.
There you
families
go.
Focus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look at all of those cultures that I mentioned, the family is the focal point. They put family first, period. There's no exception. There's no nothing.
No special exception.
There's even one tribe in Tibet where a woman, well, because they have issues with land and inheritance, these women have two husbands, but they all have kids, and they all have family, and they all work together, and they all do this. I'm not saying that that's right, but you know, if you take a look at their culture, look at what they're doing right. They're keeping the family together. Ain't none of this bickering and, well, what you going to do for me? That doesn't even come into the minds of these people. And there's a lot of what I would call Jezebelian selfishness that is going on in our hearts right now, especially when it comes to the women. I'm not a selfish woman. I know I have authority and I have a say-so in my household. What I'm not going to do is sit there and be like, well, I say, because that's not how it's supposed to work. If you are an alpha female, you don't have to ruffle your feathers and ruffle your tail to show everybody else that you're in charge. That's an insecurity issue.
And you might get yourself bit by an alpha female.
If an alpha female
does that to an alpha male, she might get a little checking on that. She might have to rethink that. Because
it depends
it
depends on how she's doing it. An alpha female is confident in her authority. She doesn't have to sit there and question everything that the alpha male does. And the alpha male doesn't have to question what the alpha female does. You're in a team. That's how it works.
True alpha. See, here's the thing about, and I want people to understand, because a lot of times people get confused with this alpha and beta females. I want this to be said for the listeners and the future listeners, archive. True alpha females are something to behold, because true alpha females understand that when they can get stuff that they want out of an alpha male, but they understand how to change it up. Like, so if they need to cooperate with an alpha male, they know how to switch up their voice. They know how to they know how to ask and not demand. They know how to command respect. They know how to turn the bitch off, but still frame things in a way that will lead to them getting what they want. And it's not manipulative. It's just they know how
it's
to
respect
a man as a man.
It's called respect.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because
it's respect.
They want to please women. And they
because
know how to
I know it. One thing, when a man is with an alpha, when an alpha male is with an alpha female and he's about to do something sideways, he sits there and thinks about it and is like, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to piss her off because that's just wrong, because then you just disrespected her. When you have a man thinking of you in that way, that he doesn't want to do things to disrespect you because you've given that respect to him, you are already an alpha female and you did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah,
if you have to put a man under your thumb and manipulate and play all these damn games with it, then you're not an alpha female. I don't care what you got, how much money you have, what kind of degrees. I don't have a degree, and I'm over a lot of you females, so I'm not worried about it. But I don't have to flaunt my authority. I don't have to flaunt my power that the Father has given me. I don't have to flaunt any of it. You see it coming. I'm never going to sit here and have to reassure my position. That's what tyrants do. That's what dictators do. We're
and
not
what
supposed
are they
to
all?
Be dictators.
Most of them are insecure. If you go back in their history.
Well, again, that's a dictator. Hitler was insecure, so was Stalin, and so was Mussolini. If you take a look at the personality profiles of those men, they
Donald
were insecure.
Trump.
And that's what we're doing as women. We are insecure. So the first thing we do is lash out. And then, of course, believe the bullshit lies of man is oppressing you and, you know, you don't have any rights because they took them away. You know, I think the worst thing that ever happened to women was the so-called fight for reproductive rights. I really think that was the worst thing ever. Why do you have to show that you have power as a woman by having the right to kill off your own child? Your power comes from murder.
Oof,
how does that sit
that.
Right in the home?
I do not love that. That's the craziest thing in the world.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And so you're convincing women that they have power over their reproductive rights by killing a child. That means your power comes from murder. Well, men don't have to have power from murder to have power. We do.
Nope.
And that's what they're selling. So for you to sit there and say, I am an alpha female because I have a right to kill my own child, that's not power. That is despotism.
I call it flat-out wickedness. How about that? It's straight up destruction.
But you're doing no different. You're thinking the same way as, and I'm going to keep comparing y'all to Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin, because how did they keep establishing by their power? By killing millions of people. You're doing the same thing. Your power comes from murder. Like, your power should be given life, not taking it.
And you know another person that actually reminds me a lot of these women? Donald Trump. Because every time somebody says something about him, he always has the same hurtful thing.
No, we got to do a different show about it, because we got to do a show. Hold up. We got to do a show because we got to talk about the political, this political madness that's going on right now, including Mr. Trump. Some people love Trump. Some people flipping out over Trump. So we're going to get into that too. We're going to have to do a show totally separate on it, because I don't want to go too far with that, because I know Bonnie, no, V, no way. Don't even go there.
Sorry.
I know where you go. No,
I wasn't
trying to say that,
but it's
not
true.
Don't start right now. No tripping out of your mouth right now. No, sir. No way. We'll be running forever on this show. We'll never get this thing finished. But we're gonna have to hold up. We got 7 minutes coming on here. So we're going to be shutting the show down in a little bit, because I want to do it nice and neat and clean this time, because, we've been trying to get our shows together, and we should be on point right now, Blog Talk audience and folks calling in and so on and so forth. So be prepared. We're going to have some stuff rocking and doing much better with it. Seems to be lining up the way it should be now. But I want to make sure we understand, simping ain't easy, simping ain't good. And simping is leading to our destruction. And most of all, it's not helping out these women. Okay, it's making it worse.
No, it's not.
And it's not giving a good example to your young, to the youth. That's not something you want them to see. Okay? You want them to see yourselves in a better position, in a better light, for both male and female. Okay? So we got to kill the simping. But I know that's going to happen with a lot of brothers, with the migration of a lot of brothers right now. That's going to change some things. But I just want to make sure we get that out of there, because we're gonna be shutting down the show right here. We can go into overtime, I just want to make sure we close it out properly. And we're gonna be coming back next week, you guys, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Soul and Black Show. Hope you guys come and check us out. We're gonna get into some other things. And we're probably going to do a Friday night show with biblical matters and spiritual matters. So be prepared
absolutely.
To check that out. That's next Friday. Next Friday, 7 p.m., we're going to be dealing with that. Next Saturday, we get into the secular. But next Friday, we're getting into the spiritual matters. So I just want to make sure people are aware of that and they know that we're getting it done. But we're going to ride out this a little bit. I'm just trying to make sure things are properly set. And other than that, hopefully you guys can enjoy what's left in the next 5 minutes. So go ahead, Vonnie. You got 5 more minutes to run it out. You want to run something out?
Just that, you know, I wish that there were more women that would stand behind their men. I am tired of all the sexism and racism that is going on, because at the end of the day, it's taking our eyes off what's really supposed to happen in our lives. And I, you know, I'm not a pro-black person. I'm not a pro-woman person. I am a pro-Yeshaya person, because at the end of the day, I am above all of this. And that's how we should be. That's how we as black people or Hebrew Israelites were on top for a while, because we weren't caught up in this carnal BS that's tearing us apart now. So it's really sad that we don't have the unity in the family that we are supposed to. And I think that's the reason why a lot of us as black people have lost our way. So, yeah, that's all I have to say to that. Focus on your family. Focus on your family. Women love your husbands.
Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be. But it seems like we're at war. We're at war. But right now, guys aren't at war anymore. Guys are heading out. Hey, I want to say a shout out to the brothers and to the folks who came into the chat room. Hey, what's up, Kavina, man? I see you. I know you were doing your little keyboard technique right there. Got you. Caller 765. Appreciate you coming in. Matter of fact, let me give my opportunity to say something. If you want to say something in 214, you guys got like a few more minutes. If you guys want to drop something in here, let's open up your mic. 765.
Oh,
want
I
want to
say something real quick. I want to say something real quick. Yeah, man, that Creed movie is fire. Yeah, everybody needs to see it. It's as good as Rocky 1. I'm dead serious. That's all.
Okay.
This is 214. All I got to say is this is I think as a community, as a black community, we need to be more spiritual on what we're doing and focus on the spiritual side. Like you were talking about, Sister V, what, a couple months ago, we lost that spirituality when it comes to values. We lost took God out of the equation.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that we're going to have a change. If we don't have that, it's going to take Jesus to come back as right now. As far as community, an American community, overseas, I heard, you know, I've seen a lot of my homeboys, you know, a lot of my friends are going other races. I see my nephew, he's in one of my two nephews are not with a black chick at all.
Yep, mine too.
Most, they're not even black. My nephews are about five, six years younger than me, and they're not with black women. And it makes you think, you know what I'm saying?
Same here.
You know, it makes you think.
What's going on,
like,
huh?
Dang. You know, what's going on? Like you were saying, like you were talking about Kesso and Black, about, you know, it's getting even younger and younger. And this is a thing that this generation, I don't even know. It's going to be, we're getting to be mixed. We're going to other races because. You know, yeah, I do. Like you saw Black, I was married to a white woman, too. I was divorced. And,
I got divorced there.
Like you were talking about, you know, in your videos.
Mm-hmm.
At the same, and I got under the bus, like I had a tail behind my leg, too. But at the same time, you know, it was for, you know, mental issues also, mental issues and financial issues also, but
yeah, those financial issues, man, those are kill.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kill, especially in the military too. Like they have power too. You know, thank God I had to be separated from another county in Texas to leave because it just didn't work out. But what I'm saying is, real quick, hopefully I won't waste your time or run out. All I gotta say is this: I think the good idea. I'm encouraging myself. Look, I'm in a relationship right now. If it keeps persisting, I'm about to go save me some money, work hard, get my passport, and go overseas. You know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta say. At point blank. Period.
All right then. All right, brothers and sisters, this has been your boy Soul in Black and Sister V. And Alan Anderson. Okay. We came out, we broke out the show, and I appreciate all the callers and the folks who are contacting us. We got much more we're going to have to address, and I'm sure we're going to touch on this some more because it's just not one of those things that's just over. But,
right.
Who's calling me now? Somebody's calling in. 111. We're about to go off the show now. Is there something you wanted to say? Call it 111.
No, I mean, I don't know. I have no hearing you. I don't know what you're talking about. Other than what your show was called, which it's kind of Well, I'll just keep that to myself. So, no, I don't have any.
Well, we're going to come back. We're going to come back. This show is going to be going off right now, sweetheart. But you came in kind of late. We had a short tonight. We wanted to get into this. But be sure to check us out later on. We're going to be coming back next week, same time. Friday evening, 7 p.m., Saturday evening, 7 p.m., okay? And you guys be blessed. We're going to go out of here. We're bouncing out. Peace and shalom, everybody.
All right. Peace and shalom.
Okay.